Yeah, that makes sense. No, I've been having problems with GMRS again. That's why I was asking the question. Key ups from GMRS people. Yeah, you're probably right. I should probably just squash the analog side. I don't want to lose the digital side. I like DMR. I like having the DMR on because I can go wherever I want. And then having D-Star. D-Star is my main because I have the D-Star radio. I have all of it. Yeah, you're probably right. I probably should squash the analog. You need to turn it off. All you do is disable all the stuff in the MMDBM and make it go away. But this time around, I won't take the other controller out. I'll just leave it up there because it's such a pain to take it out, put it back in, take it out, put it back in. Just disable it and let it sit there. Yeah, because there was a group the other night, was it last night? I think it was last night. I had to turn the repeater off on them. This is a problem with analog. I had to turn the repeater off on them, and it was two GMRS people. So there is a GMRS repeater here in town, but it doesn't ID properly. It doesn't ID at all, and it's a very local box. My box covers quite a distance. The box over here by the airport is about a 20-mile run, maybe, if you're on an HD, maybe a 2-mile run, but if you're on a mobile, maybe a 20-mile run. It's not worth a damn. It's just a Midland, one of those Midland repeaters, those wannabe 5-watt POSs. As a matter of fact, that guy wanted me to work on it, and I told him, no. I'm not licensed for GMRS, and nor do I want to play with that. It's not radio. It's a CB radio. KU60VK.